Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is. Nigga, we getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Welcome back to another Sunday Fun Day. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Benz. What it do, Mo BZ?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? You know, as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people. This is the spot to be. Let's chop it up. Let's get into it.
What it do? What it do? Let's do it. Man, listen, we're doing this yet again, you know, how we do what we do when we do why we do it. Mm. I missed you guys. I missed you guys. Mamo, how was your week?
So my week was good, man. I'm calling this week Dope Don't Sell Itself. Right? Shout out to 2 Chainz. And, you know, I look at it as a parable. You know what I'm saying? So it's a parable to hustle. And, you know, that's what I've been on, man. My interior decorating was a strong week, so I'm happy about that. And then I had a nice appointment today.
So
hopefully I got a nice, yeah, hopefully I got a nice bag coming on this real estate. So yeah, man, and then, you know, just trying to just keep on point with my investing. You know what I'm saying? I finished reading my book, The A to Z of Investing. So yeah, man, you know, I got the language down. So, you know, I'm just, you know, getting in position with that. And then, you know, as always, like, I'm always, you know, I always got to balance it. You know what I'm saying? When I'm reading, I got to have something that's like, you know, financial, but then I got to have something that's like turn up too. So, you know, I end up reading the Black Book of Bethany again, because it's like a real short read. It's like a, to me now, these little books, especially when they come out with, you know, when it's the adult stars, they're like, it's like a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? So if it's a good mixtape, you can just, you know, listen to it over and over again. And then I got me reading The Secrets of a Porn Star by Roxy Reynolds again. So I'm just zoning out. You know, I do want to get some more guests on the show, but I'm going to equate, you know, maybe we can get into this later on in the World Famous Chop-Up, but, you know, that's a hustle, you know what I'm saying, the adult lifestyle or whatever. It's kind of like selling drugs in a way, you know what I'm saying, because I noticed when somebody comes on our show and they talk about that, they really got to be in that right mind state. So, you know, I definitely want to get some more guests, but I know, you know, it's heavy topics when it comes to that. But so this just got kind of, you know, just got me zoning, you know what I'm saying, because I just want to take our show to the next level, because we got one of the dopest podcasts out, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, not to toot our own horn, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we got to pat ourselves on the back. So, you know, so it just got me zoning and thinking, you know what I'm saying? So my week has definitely just been cool, man. Just like I said, just getting to it, you know, hitting February strong. This is Black Future Month. Big shout out to Ye. I'm going to talk about that in the World Famous Chop Up as well. So, you know, that was my week. How was your week?
Oh, man. So this week I'm going to call it Renewed Passion. Renewed Passion, man. Like, I got so much done. It's crazy. Like, it's really crazy. man. So this week, guys, we are now active on Google, right? The business is active on Google, okay? So basically we have a Google profile. Now this is something that I have never done with any of my readings, but now we have a Google profile. So if you search Spiritual Goddess, which is spiritual, and then Goddess, GAWDDESS. We have an actual business profile on Google. So I was able to get that done. I really wasn't, like, enthused with the colors on the website. So I was able to just go back in and revamp the colors on the website, offer gift cards to the customers, and set up two different alternative payment methods, because some people be wanting things done, but they can't get them done. Because of financial issues, right? This is spiritual life, and a lot of people tend to put other things before spiritual, and I get it. So, you know, I started accepting Sizzle and Klarna on the website, you know, for the customers to be able to come in and, you know, handle things that way, and just make payments over, you know, 4 payments every 2 weeks or 6 payments every 2 weeks, you know, just to be able to assist them. You can't get personal readings, but you can get, like, merchandise from the website, or you can get, like, a course. You can take a course with God Squad University. So really, like, it's renewed passion. Like, my drive just like completely renewed itself, and I'm coming up with different ideas and, you know, doing things. And we sat down today and we was like, okay, you know what, ASMR tarot cards, right? And so these things, you got to kind of accompany them with other things. You can't just go in and be like, I'm going to do ASMR tarot. You know, a lot of people give up because they're not getting the views and things that they want and need, but a lot of my people are like, I just love to hear you shuffle the cards, right? So now I'm doing ASMR tarot videos on the channel, where, you know, I'm posting videos of just me shuffling cards, right? Just so they can, like, hear the sound. So, like, this week was just, like, completely just blew my damn mind with, you know, my drive and what it is that I'm doing and what I wanted to do. It's like, you know, like buckle up, buttercup, you know. Like, that was, like, my week, like, just extending the business and getting in line and in tune and man, we were sitting down, even with the insurance, right? So we were both sitting down, right, and just, you know, on another aspect. Like, my insurance is one thing, and I'm like, man, my insurance is too high. And I kept telling him my insurance is way too high for me to not have anything on my record. You know what I'm saying? But this is how they get you. See, the one thing about us, man, as far as us people of color, we don't work together well. You know what I'm saying? And so the one thing that we do not align our energy with is building with each other. And see, the deeper the discounts and all of the good stuff that you get is when you combine your energy. Because a lot of us, we don't combine our energy with somebody because we like, this is mine. You know what I'm saying? We want to be on me instead of we. And so we got that situated this week too with the insurance. Like between both of our insurance went down like $160. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like stupid big. So like, you know, I'm just trying to show him like the where the secret codes are, building shit together. You know what I'm saying? When you're building together, like, that's where you're going to get the discounts, because we don't do that type of shit. You know, everybody else do, but we don't. The Mexicans, the white folks, everybody else. But we don't, because every, you know, us, we always, me, this mine, and so on and so forth. So it's like a super amazing week for me as far as just renewed passion and getting on my grind and my drive and just trying to give people, like, listen, I understand that. Okay, first of all, I understand how people feel, but I don't want the customers that feel as though I'm supposed to give you anything for free. That's what I don't want, okay? But I do want the customers that's going to understand and value my time and my energy that I put into providing you a service and a product, and to understand my energy and rich, you know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to find ways to make shit better for my customers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always trying to find things that's going to put you in loop to be where you need to be, so... None of these things I planned on doing this week. I just got up and was guided this week to just go. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, man, I got a lot of shit done this week. I also been going to sleep by 12, you know what I'm saying, this week too. So that's a big play.
Is that early or late?
Yeah, I told you, Mo. I was like, bro, I been going to sleep. What, 2, 3 in the morning and got to get up to get him on the bus stop, man. I've been going to sleep at 12, bro. And, man, I've been really, really feeling a whole lot better.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah.
So, you didn't shout out the top five.
Yeah, yeah, let's get into it. So, look, the top five countries. So, number five, we got the peoples up north. Big shout-out to Canada, Toronto, Vancouver, you know, those cities up there. Number four, we got the continent, you know, the land down under. Australia, big shout-out to Australia. Number three, we got United Kingdom. So, big shout-outs to London Town, England, you know, everybody across the pond. And then number two, man, holding it down for like 3 weeks in a row at least at number two, man, Switzerland. Big shout out to Viking Country, man. Switzerland, yo, man, just that's dope that y'all messing with us, man. Like, it's just fly knowing that our voices is being heard in Switzerland, man. So big shout out to y'all. And number one, we got the home team, you know what I'm saying, the United States of America. Big shout out to all the 50 states, all the fly cities, you know what I'm saying? I love this place, man. I do. But yeah, that's the top five, man. Shout out.
That's what's up. All right, so we both had great weeks.
Yes, we did. So we got the spiritual show, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So this is going to be our first week in tapping into the spiritual. You see Smooth right here. Into the spiritual show, okay? So if you guys have been tuning in, the last Sunday of the month, we're doing the real famous chop-up, which is Mo's edition, okay? This is Mo getting off his chest what he want to get off his chest. Last week I went a little bit too long, right? But y'all really would not hear me that long. Like, this is Mo.
No, hold on.
I bet you did. No, it's a negative. Okay.
Nah, you didn't go too long. That's perfect. That was perfect energy right there. So just so you know.
That's like
like y'all know. Look, I said you see Smooth when here. Now Smooth on the phone. So on the last Sunday of the month, right? This is gonna be Mo when Smooth calls in. It'll be Mo and Smooth's thing where they just talk about like those deep topics for the whole thing. It's a real famous chop up. On the first Sunday of the month, we are going to get into a spiritual conversation, right? Just pretty much just kind of like growing, developing, and healing together, okay? And then the next two Sundays, we're gonna be talking about whatever. Like that's Smooth flow, you know, adult conversations. He like it nasty, you know, whatever the case may be for the next 2 weeks, right? So we are implementing this. So tonight we're talking about getting aligned with your shadow self, okay? And so for the people that do listen to my show, you know I do have a YouTube channel and a website, in which on the website I have God Squad University. On March the 12th, we are doing a tarot and chill via Zoom, okay? Now, all of my classes are $111. Thus far, the prices have not changed. In the future, of course, they may. But they're $111, okay? And this course March the 12th talks about getting aligned with your shadow self and then healing your past life drama and healing your past life trauma so that you can be a better person in the present. That's what that class is about. So make sure you check out my YouTube page or check out my website, Spiritual Goddess, GAWDDESS, and that's what we're tapping into March the 12th. I want to be able to reach as many people as I possibly can in the most high vibrational purpose possible, okay? Smooth, how was your week, baby? How you doing?
I'm black, and I made a shitload of money.
Oh shit! With the stocks?
Well, I didn't get a birthday. I didn't get a birthday present, and happy birthday to you, and coming up. But I didn't get a birthday gift.
It ain't my birthday yet. Thank you very much.
Shut up.
I'm still in my period.
I normally get a cash out for you. You know, I didn't get a cash out.
The youngest nigga on the phone.
Yo, Smooth, I need that stock tip, man. You said you made a shitload of money. I want in.
That nigga said he want in. Well, I thought you sold out last week, man.
Nah, I told y'all realigned. I didn't sell out. I just readjusted some stuff. I sold some stuff, but I just re-strategized. You know what I'm saying? So what's this?
I heard about the damn Cash App, nigga.
I didn't get a Cash App.
And we don't do Cash App. We do Zelle.
Mm. Okay, I didn't get a Zelle.
Well, when you say Cash App, nigga, I'm like, you talking to the wrong nigga.
Either way, I didn't get a Zelle. You know, you generally always send me a Zelle for my birthday.
Oh, sorry. All right, man. I got you, Granny. I'm on you.
You made a lot of money. I want my Zelle. That's the one thing that you're consistent with. You're going to send a Zelle to my butt. For my birthday. Yeah. I didn't get one this year. I didn't want to remind you because I know that you're getting old, but, you know, I digress.
That's y'all young niggas on Cash App. Nigga, I got a bank. Fuck all that. Nigga, I like my shit cracked.
But you sent me Zelle. You got all of my information, so it ain't like you don't know how to send it. I just didn't get it this year. That's all.
Yeah. Hold on. So Chase, keep track of that shit. They got your name, all that. Mm-hmm. So I ain't got to keep track of it. All I got to do is go to your name. Mm-hmm. I got you under disgusting old woman.
Go to hell. You fucking asshole.
Nah, my week was actually fucking good. good week, man. So what is a shadow person for y'all? Can teach me what that is.
Man, I'm this Zelle gonna be good. Let me make sure I send you the right. Let me send you the right email address here. Hold on, let me.
You got black open, Smooth. You know what I'm saying? You want some of that good week? You know that you had. You want some of them.
Let
blessings.
Me make sure he get the right email.
He done stop the show and anything.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
That's it was fucking a question, nigga. I mean,
topic. You know what I'm saying?
I was bad.
Look at that.
Nigga, don't get me wrong. I took a hit with fucking Facebook, but Google came through with like a test.
Oh,
shit.
Google, okay.
You see that dumbass shit when a lady talk about, like, less than a minute of her being in the metaverse, she was gang raped. I was like, I'm over it. I'm not finna even deal with this shit. Man, so listen, your shadow self, right, is your, okay, your shadow self is your dark side, okay? And so when people walk around, you see some people, they just always angry or they always got some shit going on. They always in a lower vibration, right? They always just flip it out on somebody, right? That's the shadow self. They're more in tune with their dark side than their light side, right? Your light side is your high vibrational side, right? Your high vibrational energy, your waking life, all right? But each one of us, everybody, has a shadow side, right? When you stand outside between the surface and light, you have that shadow there. A lot of us, we're not in tune with that part, that side of us, and we feel like when we do something that we're acting out of character or we're doing the wrong thing or, you know what I'm saying, this is not normal, right? Because the laws that were laid upon the land is this is how you're supposed to act, this is how you're supposed to be, and anything outside of these formalities is incorrect, right? And that's absolutely not true. A lot of this show is just unraveling what was told to us that was definitely not true so that we can get aligned with ourselves. Each one of us have a shadow side. Now, how we use our shadow side and how we entertain our shadow side, that could be completely different, you know. You have some people that feel like, I don't care what somebody else do to you. Nothing warrants you to kill somebody or nothing warrants you to put your hands on somebody, right? And those are the soft motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Those are the harmless people of this world. And keep in mind, just because you're harmless doesn't mean that you are powerful, right? Because the most powerful person in this world, they know their power and they know their energy and they know when and how to use it, right? So if somebody is strictly harmless and will not bust a fly, they don't have any power. Getting in tune with your shadow self is knowing that I am going to do right by others no matter what, right? And I'm going to let off positive energy. But if a motherfucker try me, you're going to get dealt with. You know what I'm saying? Karma is something that we know that the universe can, you know, expel. But we can also be someone's karma as well. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to dive into this conversation about, like, you know, understanding, like, we not bad or we not doing something wrong for getting adjudication for somebody that has wronged us, right? It's perfectly fine. So our shadow self is the darker part of us, that part when we get mad and we be like, oh, you don't want me to get mad. Calm down. Like, like when Smooth get mad, he do this. Really? Really? Okay, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he do when he's mad. Like, okay. Now, if he's like, what the fuck is, you know, if he's talking, like, aggressively, he's not mad. He's like, dude, calm down. Do you hear what I'm saying? He laughs when he's mad, right? And so understanding who you're dealing with and how, you know what I'm saying, how a person's energy is will help you go way farther in life. Now, I know my shadow side, right? And the thing is that people don't know my shadow side because I'm so love and light. You know, I'm always nice. I'm always giving. I'm always like, okay, how can I help you get to this level? Okay, what is it that you need? Like, that's the energy that I'm always in. So people will try to manipulate the process because they don't understand their power. Right? Let alone they don't understand my power. But they'll try to manipulate the situation because they are weak-minded individuals, right? As soon as someone sees that, okay, this person here, they nice and they trying to get over. You're trying to get over on anybody, you're a weak-minded individual, right? But when you try to play with the wrong person that you feel like, oh, this person is so nice, and this person is so easygoing, and this person is this, and then they turn around, and they show you a side of them that they never seen, and now you want to be appalled. Now you want to be like, well, why did you act that way, and you didn't have to do all of that. You can't tell somebody how to react when you made them feel a certain way. Okay? So whenever somebody pisses you off, that's the side of you that you need to come to grips with that you have inside of you. That's your shadow side. When somebody piss you off and you bust their ass in the face real quick and don't think twice about it and walk off, that's the you that you need to understand. You're powerful. When you become a wimp is when somebody piss you off, right, and you are not in tune with your ancestors. You're not in tune with your higher power. You're just like, well, it's okay. I'm just going to turn the other cheek and, you know, I'm just going to let it fly, right? That's you're the weaker side. You're the harmless one. You're the one that you're going to keep getting played with. You know what I'm saying? Me, it's levels to me. I tell people all the time, you think that I'm love and light, right? Because that's what I do. I do right by people because that's the energy that I'm supposed to put out in the world, love and light, right? But when I know that you're moving behind my back, I may not even let you know that I know you moving reckless or trying to play with me. I'm just going to adapt to your own fucking energy, right? Now, some situations, my ancestors be like, you know, it ain't even worth your attention. And my ancestors are going to handle that because I'm attuned with my higher self, right? There are people that's not in tune with their higher self. They're not on the spiritual journey. Even spiritualists, they'd be like, oh, you play with me, now I'm finna play with you, right? Because they're not in tune with their higher self. When you're in tune with your higher self, as above, so below, your spirit guides and ancestors are going to take care of your lightweight because they want you to stay on your journey. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go handle the shit that need to be handled for you. You ain't going to have to lift a finger at a motherfucker to go and cause karma or be any of that because they got your back. Like, trust me, I know they got your back, right? So being in tune with your shadow self is knowing how you're going to react with somebody and being at peace, knowing how you're going to react to certain situations and being at peace with who you are, right? Now, once you become at peace with how you're reacting, then you can say, okay, you know what? Sometimes I take it too far, so I need to work on that, right? But as long as you acknowledge who you are on the darker side, right, because your shadow is dark, you will then know your capabilities and what you're capable of. Do everybody follow me yet?
Oh, I definitely follow you. Preach.
Smooth. Because Smooth is the one that talk a lot of shit, but he is the most mellow on here, right? He going to give you a lot of chances before he get out of pocket. But the thing is, when he get out of pocket, he goes very extreme. And the reason he goes so extreme is because he gives you so many chances, right? Because he know what he's capable of when he goes to that point. So he's in tune with his shadow side, whether he know it or not. But he might need to work on that shadow side.
Yeah, nigga said I got to
He might need to work on that shadow side a little bit because how far he going. That's how some people can be killers. That's how some people can take lives. And you have those harmless people like, I don't understand. I don't care what you did. You know, what they did, you shouldn't take their life, da-da-da, right? There's opinions. And that's why you don't allow social media to influence your life because you got so many different energies that's embodied on social media. There are things that warrant somebody's life being taken. There are certain things that warrant somebody's life to be taken. Let me say it one more time. There are certain things that warrant somebody's life to be taken. That is your that may be your duty here. You know what I'm saying? You have to play. We sit in a society where we put all of our trust in a white man. The same white man that enslaved us, the same white man that gave us this bullshit laws, the same white men that's messing up our food, the same white people that's trying to force mandates on us. We put all our trust in them to handle a grudge that we should handle, right? Because they are supposed to be supreme. But if only God is who you trust, who says that white man is God? So they're trying to self-deem themselves as God. You know what I'm saying? But in actuality, the melanated people are the chosen ones. You are actually God. So when you go in and take somebody's life, and sometimes we understand, we're like, man, why is that happening? Now, and I'm going to tell you some shit that might hit home, and it may not sit well with people. But even sometimes when we see smaller kids, right, that lose their life in situations, it's not about the child that is in current form. It's about a past life experience. There's nothing that happens that should not happen, I promise you it's not. And when you get more involved into the spiritual aspect of it, you understand it. So it's not that this particular child was targeted or this particular child lost his life, because media wants to make you a victim out of everything, right? We're survivors. This person is a child in form. This is the body that they've attached. But their soul is way older than their body. You know what I'm saying? It's reincarnated. The portal has been closed. So everybody that is coming back is coming back as old souls. You know what I'm saying? So when you see these children that's having issues on TV and they've been gunned down, and we like, oh, my God, it was just a baby. You know, how can you do that? I get it. But it's their soul. Their soul warranted that karmic justice. And I know y'all be like, what the fuck is you talking about? But that shit go deep. That shit go so deep. When it comes to soul ties, karmic justice, it souls, right? That soul that was in that body had went to its max. No matter what age it is, every soul has a max time that they're supposed to be here, whether they grow old. Like this image that we have in ourselves that we supposed to be born and grow old is a fucking delusional lie based on the concept of the white oppressor. Right? No, we are not all meant to grow old. I'm not meant to. I don't know if I'm meant to grow. We don't know if we meant to grow old. I don't know if my children are meant to grow old. And the thing is, it hurts because we have that tie to them. But whatever we go through in this life is what we have to deal with, right? So we have to deal with that shadow side, the trauma that we experience in our lifetime, right? That weighs on our shadow side, whether it's from this lifetime or a past lifetime. That's our dark side. Those are the things that we have to deal with.
That's deep. So yeah, man, so this is a deep conversation once again. This is like volume one of our spiritual shows brought to you by the new Miss Lovely Black. So you know, once again, just to tie in the topic again, this topic is called, for the people out there listening, it's called Aligning with Your Shadow Self. So yeah, I mean, Black, I think you hit a lot of key points, a lot of interesting points, a lot of points that go beneath the surface. When I think of my shadow self personally, I think of, like, my pops. My pops pretty much was my shadow self. I mean, I'm still a shadow, so, you know, he's still there in me. But he's the shadow version of me, you know what I'm saying? I think he took a lot of hits for me so I could, like, you know, learn from him, learn what not to do, you know what I'm saying? But that's one part of my shadow self. And then the other part, you know, remember, life is all about balance. And like you said, Black, you got light and dark, you know what I'm saying? And I'm totally in tune with my dark side. Like I've noticed at a young age that I've always embraced the darkness of life in a way, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not scared of it, you know what I'm saying? I just see it for what it is. But I'm also very light as well. So, that's basically what I got. And, you know, what's cool too, I'll talk about this later on in the World Famous Chop Up, but a lot of these, because I've been zoning out to HBO lately, right? And I don't want to get off topic, but this is going to tie all into what I'm saying. So HBO, they have DC Comics with HBO now, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of these superhero, quote-unquote superhero, I'm not big on Marvel or whatever, but like a lot of these quote-unquote superhero stories, they're just to serve exactly what you're talking about, but it's just packaged a certain way so people can kind of digest it, you know what I'm saying? So when you think of like dark, like, you know, like Batman and, you know, if you just look at the whole Batman saga, it's real dark, you know what I'm saying? Because he's in tune with the dark side, you know what I'm saying? And then like even like Star Wars. You know, I'm big on that. You know what I'm saying? Like the force. The force is like the power that's within you. You know what I'm saying? But then you got the darkness too. You know what I'm saying? I think when you just really align, but a lot of people can't, I don't want to say can't because they can, but like you said, it may not be meant for them to discover that in this particular lifetime. Maybe they still got some more journeys to get to that point. I think it's a very interesting topic, you know what I'm saying?
you know, just being in line with your dark side. So I don't know, Smooth Man, what you think? We just went totally silent.
I'm in the pool, so I almost got to hear all the noise.
Uh-oh.
Honestly, I really can't speak on this because I don't know enough about it. As far as if I give an example on the shadow side, it might be the wrong example for somebody who's listening because I don't have the knowledge to actually speak on it correctly.
I was gonna say just try it out. Let's see what Black got to say. You know, this is Black's forte. So let's just see what we come up with. You know what I'm saying? We just spitballing here. We in a trust tree.
I hear you. So from what I digested, my shadow side is the more emotional side, as far as the reaction side, because depending on what you do depends on the reaction you're gonna get from it, right? So if you're going to get that reaction or you're going to get that ass whoop, then that's more of an emotional outburst. Am I leading towards the right direction or what?
Right. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Yeah. You know that's in you. You know what I'm saying? So like Black was saying, you kind of like really give people chances, but then when you reach that breaking point, and it seems like just from our conversations in your past, you have – you know, reach that breaking point in certain situations, and that's come out. And you recognize that was an emotional response, and, you know, it had to happen. But, you know, like I said, it seems like as you mature, you're more dealing with it because you know the things that can trigger that, so you try to, like, maybe stand clear.
So my shadow side is the consequence, is the judge. Is that what
for you?
Assessment.
Right. He's talking about for you. Moe is more so like the harmless type.
What's that?
You're more so the harmless type.
The harmless type? Well, yeah. Look, I wouldn't say that, but, well, I mean, look, I try to be at peace, you know what I'm saying, but things when I really rev up and get to that level, I'll snap. I will. The lion, like, don't always just try to say, like, it's certain parables to my life too. Like, don't poke the lion. You know what I'm saying? Because
right,
you know, I'm calm, but then when you poke me, like, I will react, and I will react where you don't think I will react. So you know what I'm saying? And it's come out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the Incredible Hulk. That's like, once again, like a lot of these like little superhero fables is real stuff. Like if you ever studied the story of Incredible Hulk, I used to like it in the 70s. They had the Lou Ferrigno version or whatever. But, you know, he was like this scientist, you know what I'm saying? But he was calm and cool, you know what I'm saying? He'd do his little experiments and shit like that. But then somebody would test him, and then this whole other side, which quote-unquote could have been his dark side, I guess it was, would just come out, and you didn't see that. When he does, it's rage. You know what I'm saying? It's like a whole nother person. So, like I said, I think everybody to a certain extent really just tries to keep that part. That, but it's other darknesses other than just violence and anger. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not just get that twisted. Like, that's the only dark part. So when you say I'm harmless, yeah, I try to be. You know what I'm saying? But look, don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a lion. I'm a savage. And, like, if you put me to that point, I'm gonna react in a way where I just know, like, it ain't no coming back. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to get to that point because I know I have that in me. So I really just stay calm. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, that's me.
There's some things that you just can't stay calm on, and you have to understand that. You know what I'm saying? Because there are certain people that test your gangster in real life just to see, like, where you at with it, you know? Like, are you going to set in the paint?
Like, first off, like, you know, it's only certain people that really see my passion. You know what I'm saying? My passion comes out. My passion comes out on this show a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just channeled in certain ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the other thing, too, with this topic, the dark energy, you got to learn how to channel it. You know what I'm saying? Because
you know, we do have rules and repercussions in just this land that we live in. You know what I'm saying? It's very structured. You know what I'm saying? So you got to move within the laws. I mean, some people just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you see the consequences of their actions. So what I'm just trying to say also, too, with this dark energy, it's all about, you know, being able to, when you master self, you can channel that energy into something else. Because remember, it's all physics. You know what I'm saying? So this, and it's chemistry. So this same energy that I can use, and just like Smooth was saying, that same energy I can use to really harm somebody or anger somebody, I can use that energy to hype that up and use that energy in a positive way. I mean, it's still coming from a negative place, but I can turn a negative into a positive. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is for me.
Now you're talking about something good, though, right? Because in learning our power, which we would talk about, there's ways that you can use your power to get your point across, to do the work that needs to be done without even having to go and touch anybody, go and be in place, right? And so when you look at the cycles of the world on how these white people have created this world, they've created a balance for you to not know your power, right? For you to not know that you're magical, for you to not know that you're chosen. So a motherfucker try you, you don't even have to go and physically see them. You know what I'm saying? When you know your power and you're in tune with your higher self, honey, you can make shit happen without even you know, being close to them. You know, and that's just what it is.
Okay. You just going to leave it at that.
We're going to get deeper in that, but just because we starting here, you know what I'm saying? And it's so many people that know their power that you don't even know. Like, you can go and deal with somebody, and you not even know, this person doesn't give you any indication that they know anything about their power, that they know anything about magic. You know, this person could just know that they not right, and they could just go and put so many shits on you, and you feel like, damn, you just love this person. You don't know why you love this person. You just stuck with this person, and you can't move on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like pay attention. It's other outside sources that's involved with that. You know, when somebody bothering you and shit in your life just is not going right, but you know you're not a cool individual, you know that you're a real fucked up individual, right, and shit just not going right, it's reasons behind all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, trust me, like, it's reasons behind a lot of shit. You just like, I just can't catch a break. You can't put energy in the universe and expect it to not come back. I don't give a fuck who you using. You know what I'm saying? Like depending on who you going with, right, the thing is that you never know somebody else's power. So that's why you're supposed to lead with love and light. When you get in your feelings and emotions and you feel like, okay, I'm dealing with this person, I'm dealing with that person, you could be dealing with somebody that just says, okay, I'm going to back away just to have that, but they may back away from the situation just to fuck up your life even more. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're not intertwined or attached to a situation, you can really fuck somebody's life over, right? Like the shit goes really deep when you know your power and you know how to use the universe in your favor. You know what I'm saying? And yes, when you are doing certain things, you need to get permission. You need to speak with your ancestors and see if it's warranted. Because your ancestors may say, hey, I can handle this way better than you, which means that it could be something that you're extremely upset about. It could be something that you like, oh, you know, I'm finna do this, I'm finna do that. But your ancestors can do way more than you even thought you was doing. You know, your ancestors can just entangle somebody's life for years. You know what I'm saying? And they can't never get out of the same whirlwind. They always going through something. They always complaining about something. They always angry. They always hurt. They always bodied in some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because of the type of people that they are, right? Because their shadow side is also their current side, right? Some people walk around just dark as fuck. Some people walk around dark as fuck, envious as fuck. Whatever I want, that's what I'm going to get. If I can't get it, you won't have it too. You know what I'm saying? I want what I want, and that's just what it is. Like, you.
So, I'm saying don't lose your train of thought. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to kind of talk on that. So, you know, the more and more I get in tune, spiritual and stuff like that, because, you know, like we're talking about,
religion, right? It's just like two. It's just like very just clean, very just like very just bland, like heaven and hell. You know what I'm saying? And it's like good or bad or whatever, right? Really, just do good and you go there. Do bad and you go here. You know what I'm saying? And the more and more you get deeper, you know, like I said, I don't want to. If the religion is working for you, I don't want to talk you off of that. You know, keep moving in your direction. But what I'm saying is, it gets deeper. So the part you just said in reference to a person that's always envious or upset, or they just can't, you know, get right. You know what I'm saying? They're always, you know, there's always something going on. That's to your point of that whole reincarnation. You know what I'm saying? Because they're here, you know, it's they haven't figured it out yet. So they're probably going to have to come back again and come back again and come back again until they reach that level of understanding. And when you reach that level of understanding, that's enlightenment. And then that's when you can become a true God. You know what I'm saying? Your own God. You know
talk
what I'm saying?
That talk, Moby.
So that's, you know, so, yeah, I mean, that's that. I just wanted to kind of comment on that. But go ahead.
I mean, you talking that talk. You gave a solid understanding, right? So the people that are here that are religious, keep in mind, right, we already understand the fact that some people are religious because they have to be led, right? They haven't made their mark in the world. They don't understand. So they have to believe in something else because they don't believe in themselves. Then you have people that are spiritual that believe in themselves that already know their own power. That takes time, right? Because in the previous lifetime, they probably didn't know their power. They probably were the same way as religious folks. You know what I'm saying? We can't down people. Like, I be saying, like, oh, you got to know your power, X, Y, and Z. But we can't really down people because we was possibly there at one point in our lives where we didn't believe in our own power. We believed that somebody else held power over us, right? Anybody that believes in the government, you believe that somebody else holds power over you and you don't understand your actual true power, right? And this is why you're in the situation that you're in. But it's a call ascension. It's called growth. So being in tune with your shadow self, knowing what you're capable of, knowing what can and cannot happen, right, is very important for your growth in this lifetime and any other lifetime.
True. Yeah, man. I think we hit it on the nail right there. You know what I'm saying? I think this was definitely like a good opening spiritual show. You know, then we can just get deeper and deeper. And, you know, sometimes we ain't got to get too deep because sometimes things are surface level. It don't need to get deep. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
But yeah, I definitely feel it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Before we get into the world famous chop up, did you have any closing that you wanted to make?
Man, you got like
no, I don't
minutes.
Actually. I can't wait for it to grow and get bigger. But, you know, kudos.
I know we got 13 minutes, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, Smooth. I mean, did you want to? We got 9 minutes. Well, no, we got 13 minutes. You're right. I'm looking at my phone incorrectly. I mean, did you want to? I mean, did you have anything else you wanted to kind of maybe add? I know, like you said, it's a learning process for you as far as this, you know what I'm saying? And that's no knock, you know what I'm saying? Like, because we all trying to get knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So, I mean, did you have anything else you wanted to bring to this?
No, this was y'all topic, motherfucker. I was just trying to figure out what was the shadow realm and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
With something like this, with this topic, because you know, I know we got like 12 minutes left until we get to 10 o'clock. But with this kind of topic, it's kind of like point blank to the point, unless you want to go in certain type of examples or things of that nature, but. And then also, too, these topics, it's not something that can be, like, easily just learned. It seems like they got to be felt, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be experienced. And then it's just like, you know, you can have, like, an aha moment, like, oh, okay, now it kind of makes sense. So that's why. What's up?
I mean, if we would have had this conversation 9 months ago, you see what I'm saying? The conversation would have went different for me. Because I know what I believe as far as being accountable for my actions, right? As opposed to the shadow side or whatnot, all this other good shit. But when I had finally went to the doctor and shit, they did all the blood work and all this other bullshit, and I found out I was chemically imbalanced all of 2021 because I couldn't figure out why I was short-fused. You see what I'm saying? But my numbers was off.
Got you.
You see what I'm saying? So once motherfuckers start doing what they had to do to get his numbers right and shit, I'm more at peace. I'm more calm when it comes down to reaction to certain things. Now, last year, oh, nigga, shit, I was getting business last year. Man, look, but I was so happy, but look, everything was pissing my ass off, you know. But with this class I'm taking as far as behavioral biology and shit, it's more or less learning not to put things in categories as far as people have a tendency to try to use other things as an example to relate to what they're trying to express. Like, for you, instance, you know what I'm saying? Today, you use Marvel as an example to explain something else.
Yeah.
Right? So
okay.
That's what you do. So
yeah.
As far as this conversation today is the shadow side, since I don't know shit about it, and, you know, depending on how black feel, black be like, nigga, look it up. Look, all right, well, look. Now, right now, you know what I'm saying? I can't argue out of ignorance. I can't speak on some shit that I don't know about. Nigga, come dig in the ass. Like, all right, so if I feel like looking this shit up, figuring out more about it, then coming back at a later date, then that's how it's going to be. But at the moment.
I respect that.
Yeah.
No, I definitely respect that. And I think it's like, it's you know, in black is saying shadow self, which is like the term, spiritual term. Like, I've heard this, you know, and the more I got knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about this topic, you know what I'm saying, I've become more in tune with it, so I can kind of, like, when Black says it, like, I can kind of relate to it, and I see where you're coming from. But a lot of times, like, we could be talking the same thing, but just in a different language, you know what I'm saying? So what you just said you went through, you know what I'm saying, could be, like I said, alignment for you as far as this whole topic, you know what I'm saying? But it could have just been in a different verbiage, you know what I'm saying? So how you can understand, like you just said, last year, things wasn't right, you know what I'm saying? And then you got some clarity on it, and now you're able to, correct whatever was, you know, not right for that particular moment. And now you got more clarity. So, you know, I think that could be like the same thing in just a different way. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. You know, so, yeah, Black. So, like I said, so once again, before we get into the world-famous chop-up, anything else you want to add?
Nope, take it away.
All right. So, we about to get into my favorite part of the show. So, you know, for anybody that's new to the show, this is the world-famous chop-up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I just thought was interesting throughout the week and just chop it up, man. Just talk about it. So as always, you know what I'm saying, I got a few different topics I can get into. But before I do, Black, you know, I always got to ask you this. You know, was there anything that you saw in the news? You know, just it could be just something quick that you just like, oh, that was kind of interesting that you want to, you know, that you was tripping on or you wanted to just chop it up with. Real quick.
No.
Okay. All right. So with that being the case, I'm gonna start this off. So first off, first topic I want to get into is I just want to shout out Sean Penn, right? So Sean Penn, you know, was definitely one of my favorite old school actors. You know, for me, I'm saying old school because, you know, like he was popular in like the 80s and 90s or whatever, and it made me think of a quote that I believe that we coined on this show. I don't know if it was, I think it was me, you know what I'm saying, that coined the show. You know, of course, you know, we're in a new era now, but we might go back to an old era. I know Black was talking about, you know, how people are already getting in line with the elections, you know what I'm saying? I'm like not even thinking about that because we still got, you know, a little bit of time. But, you know, of course, Trump had the famous slogan, Make America Great Again, right? So through that and, you know, through our shows and stuff like that, you know, we talked about how, like, the feminine has been really been put out there in the media and just in television, you know, the feminized male, you know what I'm saying? So the reason why I want to give props to Sean Penn because the phrase that we coined talking about all that was make men again, right? So apparently, you know, Sean Penn, you know, I don't really keep up with his career too much now, you know what I'm saying? But he's been very interesting, you know what I'm saying? He was the guy that kind of set up El Chapo, you know what I'm saying? Because El Chapo, you know, got real Hollywood, even though he was a complete gangster, you know what I'm saying? He still fantasized about this whole American. I'm just on the outside looking in, and this is my opinion, you know what I'm saying? It seems like he kind of fantasized about this American kind of culture or whatever, some of the, you know, Hollywood types and stuff like that. So, you know, when you got money, you know, you can start to swerve in different circles. And then, you know, he thought he got cool with Sean Penn, you know what I'm saying? So, oh, yeah, we boys, you know what I'm saying? I do my thing. I'm on some, you know, some other stuff from Mexico or, you know, South America. But, quote, unquote, Sean Penn was setting dude up. You know what I'm saying? Sean Penn was basically acted as an informant to set up and take down El Chapo. So that's just one thing. So I'm not really bigging Sean Penn up on that. You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know how I feel about that. But, you know what I'm saying, as far as this stands, I rock with him. You know what I'm saying? Two things can be, you know, two people. I mean, you can have different opinions about, you know, you don't just got to totally dislike a person just because you maybe don't agree with this. You know what I'm saying? So let's not always just in this cancel culture, you know what I'm saying? If somebody does something that you don't like, cancel all the good or all the things that you maybe did like. So with that being the case, so Sean Penn, I guess, was being interviewed. I guess he got some type of movie or something like that he was working on. And, you know, he brought it to the attention, like, I guess the person asked him a question, and he was just like, yeah, you know, now I think America just really – promotes feminine men. You know what I'm saying? Men aren't men no more. You know what I'm saying? They just feminize so much. And I just thought that was just dope. You know what I'm saying? Because I just like hearing, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Dave Chappelle and stuff like that. Like I said, and this is not an attack on gay culture or trying to be, you know, anti-gay or anything like that. No, you know what I'm saying? If that's what you're into, that's what you're into. But you know, you also having a right to opinion. You know, that's why we have freedom of speech here in America. And this is why I love this country. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people, but freedom of speech should be expressed, even if you don't agree. So I just love the balance. And I think when you have freedom of speech, you have a proper balance, because if you don't, you know, things can just be tilted and shifted in such a way to, you know, the minute you get out of groupthink, and, you know, speak something that's contrary to popular opinion, now all of a sudden you get canceled. So I just like to big up people who go against the grain and maybe see something that's just unbalanced, and they try to, you know, bring some levelativity to it. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if that's a word. I just kind of made that up. So I just thought that was dope, man. Shout out to Sean Penn. He definitely, you know, and then when I just talk about a particular person, I always bring up certain things and why I became like maybe a fan of that person. But he had one of my favorite war movies back in the day. It probably came out in the late 80s. It's called Casualties of War. In late 80s, early 90s. It seemed like it came out probably around 88, 89, 90, somewhere in that era. But Casualties of War, oh, man, that's just a great, you know what I'm saying, great movie. It's got Michael J. Fox. But, you know, Sean Penn, just his whole swag in that movie was ill.
That was the 80s.
Huh? What happened?
That was the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s, you know what I'm saying? But you can see his whole swag in that movie. Like, to me, that movie, like, still resonates with me. Like, his character portrayal, because it was so raw, you know what I'm saying? And you kind of had to have that mind state, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't always doing the right thing, you know what I'm saying? It's war. He was doing some dark things, but he had to do some dark things to just survive, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I've been a fan, you know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to Sean Penn, man. We need more people just, you know, like I said, just having a conversation, you know what I'm saying? So people can just express their points and we can come to some understanding, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I just wanted to big that up.
What's up? Having a conversation. Right. There's nothing wrong with having a conversation. Yeah. Now, we got to look at it like this. A few weeks ago, there was a conversation on this show, right, as far as a spiritual conversation, where could you be friends with somebody that's spiritual, somebody religious? I can't really remember the name of the topic, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, right, it was determined that you can't have it both ways. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't be hot or you can't be cold. You know what I'm talking about? Either you hot or are you cold? You know what I'm talking about? You can't be spiritual and be religious, or you can't be religious and spiritual. Now,
yeah,
remember, I was asking what's the definition of spiritual, because, you know, I have a definition of spiritual and y'all have a definition of spiritual. But we're not going to get into that part. What I'm saying is that you can't have a man that's a man, right, and sit down with a man that's feminine and y'all come to an understanding of you do your thing and I'm going to do my thing. It don't work that way. It's all or nothing. You see what I'm saying? Because if I'm a man and I'm doing my manly shit and you're a male and you're doing your feminine shit, eventually you're going to try to come into my sandbox, so to speak. You see what I'm saying? Like, it don't work that way. That's just like, you know, the spiritual side, the religious side. Somebody's going to fuck around and cross that line, that habitual line crosser. You see what I'm saying? You're always going to have somebody habitually crossing that fucking line. So we can't be cool. Like, yeah, we can talk. We can hold a conversation. But, nigga, we can't be cool. I'm going to try to destroy you every time I get. Because if I don't, eventually you're going to cross that line and you're going to have to come after me or you're going to come after my kids. And you're going to try to get them to be all feminized and all that other bullshit. Like, no, fuck that. Niggas, either you're a man or you ain't. Period.
True. I totally agree. So that's why I just wanted to big them up on that, man. That was you know, well said in my part. I had to, like, you know, tweak that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah. Let me see here. So let me see what else we got. Okay, so now this one, too, I wanted to get into this one because I'm about to express my black privilege, right? So
right.
I'm going to tell you what my black privilege is. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to express this shit.
It's
some new shit, right? So this, it had me thinking. So, all right, how can I set this up? So I'm going to talk about, you know, because I'm, you know, this is going to be my sports topic of the day. You know, I'm going to talk a little Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, of course, that's next Sunday. Oh, and then just a quick reminder while I'm thinking about it. So we will be off next week, you know what I'm saying, because it is Super Bowl Sunday. And then we, so, you know, you can definitely just catch up, man, and just see one of our re-airs, man. We got a bunch of just dope shows. So even if we're not there live, you know what I'm saying, just check in with one of the older shows, you know what I'm saying, find a topic that you like. But, and then we will be back for a turn-up show, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we want to get back on some sex shit, you know what I'm saying? Some talk, some freaky shit. But anyway, I digress. So, so this topic, right, this is my one sports topic of the night, and it's in reference to a guy named Brian Flores, okay? And I'm saying black privilege because if a white person said this, you know, they might come off as racist, you know what I'm saying? Because we're in this type of sphere where, like, the minute you say something wrong that goes contrary to maybe popular opinion, you can get canceled. So a lot of people just don't – they won't touch this stuff. Even though they feel it, you know, in the comfort of their own home, believe me, they saying it, but they're not going to say it publicly because they want to protect their image, right? So, all right, so here's the story. This black coach, his name is Brian Flores. You can Google it. And he's the coach of the Miami Dolphins from Brooklyn. And I definitely felt, you know, he's a good coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing what he's doing. And now keep in mind, too, he's a head coach. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it needs to be more. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. I'm going to, you know, get into a little bit more why it needs to be more and why that's always a topic, you know what I'm saying? But I want to express this point. He was a head coach. He wasn't, you know, he came up through the ranks, but at the end of the day, he did get that opportunity to become a head coach. And he's been to Miami, you know, he just got, you know, quote unquote fired, I guess it was a difference of opinion at the end of the season, and I don't really agree, but once again, I'm not the owner. It's not my team. I would have kept him because I thought he did, you know, a good job. But anyway, to set it up, you know, like I said, he was a head coach of the Miami Dolphins, and remember, this is Miami, Florida, man. That's a nice gig, you know what I'm saying? South Beach in it, coaching a football team, you know what I'm saying? So when you go on your road games, you know what I'm saying, you go into your road games to these different maybe cold climates, but for the most part, you're playing in lovely Miami, so
dope job, right? So anyway, so quote unquote, you know, he was let go because, you know, his team started off slow. You know what I'm saying? They started off bad because they had high expectations. You know what I'm saying? Slash, not really high expectations, but they had expectations. It was kind of like the Browns a little bit, but not the Browns really had a lot of high expectations, didn't meet it. But the Miami Dolphins had kind of similar, like you saw them rebuilding. You know, nobody thought they were going to be a Super Bowl team, but maybe a playoff team, right? And they, you know, they got a younger quarterback. I don't know if he's going to be around. I can't even think of his name right now. Tua's there, you know, out of Alabama. He's been like their quarterback for like 2 years, and I think, yeah, last year was his rookie year. So he's been, you know, so anyway, Brian Flores, he's dealing with this, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, he had a pretty good year the year before. And then this year he started off slow, but then he came back and ended up being really respectable. I mean, they had a really good second half of their season, and they was like over 500. Like, you know, and they, I think they had a winning record. I think they might have been because, you know, the 17 games now. So I think they might have went 10-7 or 9-8, something like that. So anyway, he was fired, right? So I didn't think he should have been fired, but I, like I said, I don't know the ins and outs of that. I thought, you know, like, wow, he should have at least got another, you know what I'm saying, got another year. So, but here's the thing. Now, I only can just look at it from if I was, from my point of view, right? So from my point of view, if I'm Brian Flores, and he's getting talked up on different shows, you know, I watch, I really, really just watch one sports show now because so many other ones, I just think they're not on my level now because, you know, I analyze sports myself, so I don't, if somebody ain't on my level, I don't even waste my time. So anyway, I do watch Colin Cowherd, right? So anyway, he's always been talked about. I know he's, you know, shout out to Colin Cowherd and Joy Taylor. They got a show on Fox called The Herd. It's a weekly sports show, a daily sports show that comes out throughout the on the week. But anyway, so Brian Flores, I'm more than sure that he would have got another opportunity, right? Now, so basically, I remember he's from Brooklyn, and the Giants, the New York Giants, they fired their coach, you know what I'm saying, and they was in need of a coach. So apparently Brian Flores had an interview. Now, just to kind of paint the picture or whatever, I just want to be very informal, you know what I'm saying, with this topic, right? So we have this thing called the Rooney Rule, which is great, you know what I'm saying? So it's affirmative action. So, you know, just to make – and once again, it can be bullshit sometimes, you know what I'm saying? A lot of owners is just going through the motions, knowing they're not going to hire this particular minority, but they got to bring them in for an interview. So sometimes, you know, that can be a sham. But like I said, if you are a good coach like Mike Tomlin or Brian Flores and you come in and you ace the interview, they got no choice. And you got the qualifications, they got no choice to you know, not no choice, but – you know, a lot of times you may get the job. I mean, a lot of times, yeah, it is still America. You know, let's not get it twisted. As a black person, you know, a lot of – in most cases, you got to do more to outshine that other white person because if it's even, they'll probably go with, you know, their own kind. You know what I'm saying? Let's just be honest. I'm gonna keep it a buck on that. But anyway, but if you have perseverance, you know what I'm saying, and you recognize your talent and you got your confidence, you know, you'll come up, you'll come out on top. So don't get caught up in that, like, you know what I'm saying, it's just, you know, woe is me type shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always big out Kanye, and I'm gonna talk about Kanye a little bit later too, man. He's the master of that. You know, he's mastered that confidence and talent, you know what I'm saying, and not taking no for an answer, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, to get back and bring this topic full circle, Brian Flores, you know, apparently was interviewed for the head coaching job for the New York Giants, and he didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it could have been perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, you know, if you follow the New York Giants, you know, last time they had some success, Tom Coughlin, who was like a no-nonsense coach, they won two Super Bowls, you know what I'm saying? Eli Manning was the quarterback, and they beat the Patriots both times, Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about Tom Brady a little bit too later on in the chop-up. But he was a no-nonsense coach, you know what I'm saying? Then they had Bill Parcells in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Bill Parcells had them Lawrence Taylor teams. Lawrence Taylor was a beast. Still my all-time favorite defensive player. You know, probably, yeah, he's definitely the best defensive player ever, you know, with respect to Deion Sanders, but Deion Sanders played cornerback. But anyway, I say that to say this. So Brian Flores, it seemed like he could have been in line because he's a no-nonsense young black coach, and I like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not he's not like Mike Tomlin, who's like more of a player's coach. And I got tremendous respect for Mike Tomlin. You know, he's doing a tremendous job. Hall of Fame coach out of Pittsburgh Steelers. He's kind of like he's the standard, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to black coaches in this league. But, you know, Brian Flores could reach that level, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, he didn't get the job. So now this comes to my point, and this is where my black privilege comes in. So basically, he didn't get it, and timing is everything. So remember, this is Super Bowl week. You know, the NFL is having a tremendous season. You know, the 17 game, they added a 17 game to the year. You know, it was normally 16 games, so they made that tweak. You know, probably to make up and recoup some money because of the whole COVID thing. So I felt some type of way about it, but it worked out. You know, this was a great season. We got some new teams. We got the Cincinnati Bengals and the LA Rams. Ohio to L.A., you know, great story. So, you know, it's coming off the NFL has had another successful season, and the playoffs has been anything they could have hoped for. And then, of course, you know, I'm calling it Black Future Month. Big shout-out to Kanye once again. I'm going to talk about this a little bit later. But, you know, we are in Black History Month. And I don't really rock with the whole Black History Month no more. Because it just becomes like slavery month to me. You know what I'm saying? Like history, I want to hear about my black history going past the United States, going back to Africa and the kingdoms of Egypt, a.k.a. Kemet, and so on and so forth, right? Not just the slavery shit that started here in America and then segregation. It's just conditioning, man, year and year round, right? So anyway, so I don't really get into the Black History Month. But remember, that starts February 1st, and, you know, we're in black, quote-unquote Black History Month, which I'm calling Black Future Month. Shout out to Ye. So anyway, so remember, timing is everything. So now, Brian Flores, remember, he didn't get the job, but he was a head coach for the Miami Dolphins for the past couple of years. So being in, well, I'll say this too, okay, the Giants job, you interviewed for that, you didn't get it. But, of course, there's other jobs that's open. So even if you don't get this job, respect your talent and be confident, and I'm sure you'll get another job. You know what I'm saying? Because you had a good name. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't get the job, and I guess he was in his feelings because, like I said, he did get let go. You know, and like I said, remember, it's not your team. It sucks. You know what I'm saying? But that's why you got to pimp the system. You know what I'm saying? You got to leverage yourself. Because remember, you know what I'm saying, unless you own shit, you're always a worker, quote unquote. So if you don't own shit and you're a worker, you can always get fired. So you can't get your feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Hustle, you're a head coach, you're making good money, flip that shit and come out on top. That's my opinion, right? So anyway, he didn't get the coach for the Giants. So now, on February 1st, I see the headline, Brian Flores sues the NFL for discrimination and unrightful practices and all this other shit. So now, remember, I'm exercising my black privilege, right? Nobody likes a snitch, no matter what industry, however you want to look at it, color-coded, not color-coded, whatever. Nobody likes a snitch. If I bring you around and I trust you and then something goes left and you just spill out all my secrets, why, you know, and then I'm, you know, another owner. Why am I going to hire you? You know what I'm saying? So, all right, so now here's my point that I'm trying to make, right? So, you know, so I'm like, fuck, right? I don't know how I feel about this. Well, I guess I do know how I feel about this. I don't rock with the way he handled it because, you know, we're going into Super Bowl week, and now two offensive coordinators, remember, like when it comes to football, you got your offense and you got your defense. So you got your offensive coordinator, you got your defensive coordinator, and you got the head coach. So right underneath the head coach, the next important pieces is the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, right? So with that being the case, you do have two black offensive coordinators that was up for a head coaching job. They was up next, right? So they've been putting in work and, you know, coming with their resumes, updating their resumes each year, and they really shined last year. You know what I'm saying? They didn't make the Super Bowl this year, but their teams both were in the playoffs respectively. And so one is Eric Bieniemy. You know what I'm saying? He's been the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs for the past year. You know, he's been right on par with the Patrick Mahomes development and the whole Kansas City Chiefs. You know, my homie, well, not my homie, but, you know, Travis Kelce out of Cleveland Heights, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's had a big part of that. So he's up next for a coaching job, right? And then you have another guy named Byron Leftwich, right? He was a quarterback. He used to play with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's like our age, you know what I'm saying? But now he's a prominent offensive coordinator. And, you know, he was Tom Brady's offensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? They went to the Super Bowl last year. Tom Brady just retired or whatever. So they're up next. And now it's an offensive league. So they're right in line to get the head coaching position. But the reason why I don't rock with what Brian Flores did, I think he thought he was doing a positive, saying like, oh, no, it's discrimination. But, bro, you were a head coach and you were getting interviews. You know what I'm saying? If you, and then plus, bro, you could have just backed off for a year and then came back. You would have got a job because people looked at your resume and they saw that you was a good coach. Now, maybe you had it out, you know what I'm saying, didn't agree with the owner.
Wait a minute. So the lawsuit is based upon the accidental text message that was sent to him via Bill Belichick. You see what I'm saying? So you have rules. You have rules when it comes now to hiring coaches and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
So they already knew, when I say they, the team already knew who they were going to hire. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just went through the process of interviewing him. When I say him, I mean the coach that you're talking about.
Yeah, Brian Flores, yep.
Right, they only went through the process of interviewing him so they couldn't be in the situation of saying, well, we didn't give him a chance. No, you didn't give him a chance because you already knew who you was going to hire anyway. You see what I'm saying? But there's rules when it comes down to hiring motherfuckers. You can't make a decision until you talk to everybody. So the rules were violated. He was violated, period. That's how that shit goes. You don't just sit back and allow a motherfucker to fuck you.
Okay. That's one way.
It don't matter what time of the year, if it's about to be Super Bowl season. No. You never look at it like this. At the end of the day, it's discriminatory because they had no intention of hiring him, but the only reason why they did the interview is because they were regulated by law. You see what I'm saying? To at least see the nigga. Like, no, motherfucker, you had no intentions because you already knew you was going to hire. You already had the paperwork going through anyway. You see what I'm saying? So if it wasn't for Bill Belichick accidentally sending the fucking text message to the motherfucker and shit, hey, he would have thought like he had a chance. Like, no, bitch, you never had a chance.
Okay.
And that's what a fuck comes into play, because if you never had a chance, you see what I'm saying? Because they already knew who the fuck they were going to hire. Now
okay,
you violate my ability to feed my family.
Okay, so here's my point. Remember, it's all about networking. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, I see what you're saying. You know, by the letter of the law, yes. You know what I'm saying? But
That's by the letter of the contract. That's the law. That's the letter of the contract.
The contract, law, whatever. It's the same thing. Smooth. If I'm saying contract, that's
the same thing. The law is the law, but contract is contract. You got to abide by the fucking contract. You don't abide by the contract. Now you're breaching the contract.
Okay, so look. Wait, hold on. Now, what are we talking about contract, though? What do you mean when you say
contract? That they have as far as equal opportunity is concerned.
All right, I don't want to go off on a tangent or what I'm trying to stick to what I was trying to say, but all I was just trying to say is contract law is certain just rules or whatever, right? Within a contract or within the law or whatever rules they have established, right? So what I'm trying to say is this. All right, so here is two ways of looking at it. So I see where you're coming from, and that's, I don't want to say the group think, because most people would say that, oh, you violated. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck? You know, hey, he did you wrong. You need to sue the league and all that shit, right? And I get it. You know, if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. And that's probably more the popular opinion. All I'm saying is this, right? So here's the situation. It's all about networking, right? So once again, I'm not just looking at it from the player's point of view. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. I'm looking at it from the boss's point of view, the owner's point of view, if I was the owner. You know what I'm saying? Okay. all right, so say, all right, what if I, you know, it's kind of like I could have, I don't know the red tape of everything, and that's what you're saying. But what I'm saying is he could have had the interview, same process or whatever, and they still hired the other guy anyway. But he, you know, could have just show improvement to this thing. All I'm just trying to say is this. It all comes down to networking. So even if he didn't get this job, and yeah, this bullshit, we know nothing is fucking, it's billionaire owners. You know what I'm saying? So let's just not act like everybody's just always doing the letter of the law and following the shit the way it's supposed to be, the level it is. But you know how it goes. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. So what I'm just trying to say is this. It's not like he didn't get an opportunity. He was the Miami. So he went through this process before and got hired and became the coach of the Miami Dolphins. So he's been through the things, you know what I'm saying, and got hired. This way he went and didn't get hired. And there's other opportunities that's going to come available. This isn't like a one-shot opportunity. Oh, shit, if I don't get this, you know, my I can't feed my kids. No, that's not the case, bro. It's always going to be a job opening up. So hold on. I'm going to let you get back on it. But so my point is this. You would have a viable – I would agree with you more. I preface this by saying there's two offensive coordinators that's up to bat that haven't had their chance yet, right? So what I'm saying is now I would be very more privy to them if they came with the lawsuit. Say they never had a job, and like I said, their resume speaks for itself. I've been to the Super Bowl. I've been offensive coordinator for Tom Brady. I've been the offensive coordinator for Patrick Mahomes. We've won the Super Bowl. You see my record. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm getting hired, and I'm seeing the other people that's up for this job, and I'm way more qualified, and then you just brought me in for the Rooney Rule just to do the fucking interview process, just to go with somebody else. Then I would be 100% behind it. Like, yeah, that's some bullshit, because I can see for myself that person was qualified, and they should have got that job. They should have got a opportunity. What I'm trying to say is the difference between this and Brian Flores is, bro, you've already been a head coach. You went through the process. You know how the process is. Different owners. So different owners are going to do different things, different personalities. What I'm trying to say is don't fuck it up for the people that's coming before you. You know what I'm saying? Because now, once again, look, I'm looking at it from the owner's point of view. I'm like, fuck. Now I'm looking, and what if they like now, because of the time we're in, remember what we talked about here, like cancel culture is real. Image is real. You know what I'm saying? This shit is real. So – now, if I hire a minority coach or whatever, and once again, I want to be 100% real. If it's my team and I don't want to be fake. I don't want you to be fake with me. This is how I am. I don't want you to be fake with me because I'm not going to be fake with you. So if you're doing something that's out of pocket that I don't like, I'm going to call you out and vice versa because we're in business together right now. You're my head coach. I'm your owner. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to, if something happens that I don't like, I want to be able to be like, look, I'm not rocking with that. You know what I'm saying? It's my team, whatever. So what I'm trying to say is now, I don't know if he fucked it up for the guys that's coming up now, because now owners might be scared, like, damn, I want to hire this guy, but the minute we have a conflict, I don't want my name drugged through the mud with a lawsuit saying it's discriminatory or whatever. So that's what I'm just trying to say is, like, you know, you got to look at the bigger picture, man. You can't be selfish just looking at you. You know what I'm saying? So that's the part where I disagree.
The bigger picture is not letting somebody fuck you, because if you let somebody fuck you, what's going to stop them fucking everybody else? So you got to look at it like this. A few years ago, we had a black president, right? Now, a lot of laws could have been enacted for the black side of the black population, but it wasn't. You want to know why? Because everybody was saying, we don't want to fuck it up for the next upcoming generation. You see what I'm saying? As far as, hey, black-only fucking laws, black-specific laws, since he was the first black president. But then after his 8 years, what did we get in return? Absolutely nothing. So until you actually are able, and willing to actually get your ass out there, right, and put your fucking neck on the line so that you don't let nobody fuck you, so that they don't fuck anybody else, you're going to keep going through the habitual cycle. Flores was an exception to the rule, because every once in a while they will sprinkle in a black coach, right? But when you look at the percentage of black to white coaches, what is really the fucking percentage? So here it is, this one black coach decided to say, hey, man, I'm tired of being fucked. But when you do watch the fucking news and shit like that, you got other black players and former black coaches and former black, you know what I'm saying, offensive line, defensive line, whatever the fuck it is, they start to talk about the bullshit that's been going on as well. So sure. It's not about the bigger picture is to make sure you don't get fucked, and the bigger picture is to make sure the motherfuckers behind you don't get fucked. Because if I allow you to fuck me, ain't nothing going to stop you from fucking the next person.
Good point. Hey, so, you know, that's the situation. So, like I said, I was voicing my black privilege on that. So, moving on. So we got the Super Bowl coming up. You know what I'm saying? I'm pumped up. Should be a freaking dope Super Bowl, man. Like I said, it's going to be in L.A., so the turn-up is going to be real. So we got the Cincinnati Bengals. So we got Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, the high-powered offense, going to L.A., and L.A. is going to be in their home territory. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see what Odell Beckham's going to come with. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just going to be star-studded event, man. Like I said, we got the halftime show. You know, you already know Snoop and Dr. Dre is going to turn up. So it should be just an awesome weekend, you know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, it's pumped up because, you know, the week leading up to it, it's going to be interesting too. You know what I'm saying? I'm interested to see, you know, once again, the story we just talked about, the whole Brian Flores situation, to see if that still comes up in media day and certain things of that nature. And I'm just interested to see, like I told you, the two people that I would definitely go to bat for if they was in that situation would be, you know, like I said, Eric Bieniemy and Byron Leftwich, because I want them to get their chance. You know what I'm saying? So I think we kind of saying similar things, but we just look at it from two different angles. So that should be dope. Real quick, album review. We got 4 minutes left. And big shout out to Power, man. Power was dope. I like the way it ended it. You know what I'm saying? Basically, they just set it up for the next season. Shout out. Mm-hmm. I think Mary J. should get nominated for an Emmy as her role as Monet. She definitely did her thing, man. Just a dope, you know, dope episode. I'm eager to see how this new comedy show is going to work. I think it's called Maximum Force or some shit.
Force came out last night with the season finale.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched both of them. They came out last night.
Yeah, how was Force?
It was all right. The only thing that fucked Force up was I watched Ghost before Force. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I was still bent on that day.
Yeah, see, that's why I chill. See, I watched Ghost or, you know, Power Book 2, however you want to look at it, or Power Book 3, whatever the hell. Let me chill. And then I'm going to watch, you know, Force, which is, you know, Tommy's show, you know, sometime this week. So I'll give you my review on that. But definitely Power was dope. We got about 3 minutes. But, you know, Power was dope, man. Just shout out, man. 50's definitely doing a thing with that. So now moving forward to, I just want to get a quick album review in real quick before I finalize. We got two albums that came out this past week. So one, I referenced it at the beginning of the show when I was talking about my week. And I said, you know, dope don't sell itself. And a lot of people might think that sounds raw or whatever, but I always look at the parable in the situation. So basically what 2 Chainz is saying is get out here and hustle. You know what I'm saying? The money ain't going to make itself. You know what I'm saying? You got to make the money. You know what I'm saying? So don't let the money make you, you know, make the money. You know what I mean? So basically, you know, that's his new album. It dropped. And thumbs up, man. But I'm going to say this, though. It definitely is like a southern version of it sounds like a southern, like, West Side Gun album. Big shout out to Griselda. You know, West Side Gun, definitely one of my favorite, you know, newer artists from this past, like, you know, like 5 years or whatever. Definitely doing this thing with the whole Griselda movement. But I like how, because, you know, basically 2 Chainz was on Hitler Wears Hermes. I think it was 8 was the last one. And, you know, him and Armani Caesar, who's the Griselda's female artist, they had a song on that last West Side Gun album, and that went hard. And I think from there, I think they just really, you know, formed like a relationship, a bond or whatever. And I think, you know, I think he was influenced a little bit by West Side Gun, and you can kind of see it, but it's dope. It's definitely 2 Chainz. It's that Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, waviness, you know what I'm saying, but it's still talking about, I guess, that lifestyle, that hustle lifestyle, man. So shout out. And then he's got one of the younger guys is coming up in the camp out of Syracuse, man. His name is Stove God Cooks. He's definitely been like a West Side Gun affiliate. You know, he's on like a lot of his albums, but definitely 2 Chainz has a song with him, and that's just what really ties it together and makes it gives me that whole West Side Gun kind of feel, but Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. And then Yo Gotti, man, shout out to Yo Gotti, you know what I'm saying? Memphis, you know what I'm saying? I fucks with that Memphis sound. But, you know, he's got a new one called Free Game. And, you know, I felt some type of way about the whole Young Dolph Gotti situation, but, you know, it is what it is, man. Like, you know, it's a sad situation, but, you know, life goes on. Unfortunately, I mean, I don't want to say unfortunately life goes on, but unfortunately we won't have Young Dolph ended for him, but, you know, going to continue for Yo Gotti. He's still putting on for Memphis. Real just swagged up, you know what I'm saying? Free Game, the title is self-explanatory. So that's definitely been a heavy rotation. So with that being the case, man, this has been the world famous Chop Up. So big shout out to Black, man. We got deep, man. This is, you know, this Black's thing, her spiritual thing, man. Definitely rock with Black and, you know, everything she's got going on her YouTube page, you know, helping people out, just really trying to get more spiritually in tune with themselves, you know what I'm saying? I feel that. Big shout out to Smooth on the check-in. As always, you know what I'm saying, chopping it up with the world-famous Chop Up. And, you know, if you missed the show, definitely be on the lookout for the retweet. I'm going to put that out there, Real Adult Talk. You know, we spell talk, T-A-W-K. We got that country twang on it. And, man, we'll see you in 2 weeks, man. A much-needed little break, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we back at it the week after next, man. So everybody be safe. And until then, peace, peace, peace.